In the gospel reading today, we hear about this absolutely unjust situation of Herod ordering the deaths of all of these children. We can look at this in a variety of ways. Certainly, the injustice. We can consider the parents of these children and the horror that they had to deal with. You could even think about the soldiers who had to think about that for the rest of their lives, and rightly so. Can you imagine being the one at whose hands a child was put brutally to death? That was going to be something that would be imprinted in their memory for the rest of their lives. People tend to look at the injustice, however, even a different way. Why did God warn Saint Joseph, but not those other parents? After all, if they were warned, they could have gotten their kids out of there too. What we have to understand is that somehow in God's providence, those little children fulfilled everything that God called them to do. And they fulfilled it perfectly. Never once in their lives did they sin. They fulfilled God's will perfectly. Not a single one of us here today can say that, unless there are some babies. We strive to fulfill God's will, but we sure do our own an awful lot. These children did God's will. Our Lord and his mother were spared at this point because of the work that God was calling them to do. But ultimately, of course, as we know, they were not spared. 33 years later, the very thing that our Lord was spared of at Bethlehem happened to him. The very thing that Our Lady was spared of at Bethlehem happened to her. And so it wasn't a matter that God was showing favoritism and protecting his own son while he wasn't protecting the children of these other people. But rather, what he did was to allow the innocence of these children to be able to demonstrate where the problems with humanity lie. First of all, there is a hatred for God. Just look around our society. We see it all over the place. Isn't it interesting that Herod knew to call the priests to be able to ask where the Messiah was going to be born? It was an absolute rejection of God. He sought to know the will of God. He sought the word of God so that he could find out what was going to happen. And it was all to be able to kill and destroy. You have to remember, of course, this is a man who was so jealous and so power hungry, he killed 23 of his own sons because he thought they wanted the throne. So killing other people's children certainly wasn't a problem for him. But we also recognize, however, just the hardness of heart in so many people. Consider again the soldiers. They were given an order, and I suppose that they would stand behind the fact that they were ordered to do this. When there is an unjust law, and in this case an unjust order, you have an obligation to disobey. Now they could look at that and say, well, but if I would have disobeyed, Herod would have killed me. Yeah. So it's better to kill babies than it is to be killed yourself? No, we're to protect those children. And if we die protecting children, praise God, then we get to go to heaven. It's a win-win situation. But what we see also, though, in the pride of humanity is these people who think that they have power and how they wield it over others. The very thing that Jesus told his disciples that they could not do, the very thing that he pointed out that pagans do. And so we need to look at our own selves, and maybe we're not doing anything near as heinous as what Herod did. But if you have a position of authority, are you using it for power instead of for authority? power is selfish. Authority is given to serve. But there is also a hatred of children. This is something that makes absolutely no sense. Anyone with any part of their heart that actually works has to have a love for children. But look what's going on in our society. In some places, there are more children being killed than born because we love the children so much. We see the pedophile rings being broken. Thanks be to God. But remember, the largest one so far that they broke had more than 1 million children. Think about that. More than 1 million children that these pigs are violating. If they can't kill them, then they're going to violate them. Because Satan gets power from the blood of children. That's what this is all about. So whatever human things may be going on, whatever selfishness, whatever pride, whatever greed, well, you can put whatever you want in there. It's ultimately the battle of good versus evil. It is God versus Satan. Anyone, even a pagan who doesn't even believe in God, should at least have a love for children. Any normal human being is going to have that. Which means we have an awful lot of people who aren't normal human beings running around because there is no love for children. Just the opposite. So we can look at what Herod did and we can be horrified, and so we should. And then we just need to look a little closer to home. And the horror needs to come right down on top of us because we're doing way worse than Herod ever thought to do. So the babies are martyrs. The babies get to go to heaven. They get to be with Jesus and Mary. They are at peace. Their parents aren't. The people who've killed them aren't. The people who took part in it aren't. Because they can't be. The only way they can be at peace is to turn to the Lord, that they can repent and they can be forgiven of their sin. But that's the challenge. That's what we need to pray for. Not only for an end to this evil, but for the conversion of the people who are doing it. That's what it needs to be. That's Christian charity. We need to protect the babies. We need to do our part. But we need to pray for the conversion of these people who have given themselves over to the most heinous evil that the world has ever known. And so these little innocent ones, they forgive and they pray for their persecutors, for their murderers. And they're asking us to join them because they are going to be an army that is not going to be defeated. They are going to be an army that is going to be more powerful than any army that has ever taken to the battlefield. It's going to be a wonderful thing to watch because their blood has to be avenged, and it will, by the Lord. So the question, as always, that we all have to ask ourselves, which side are we going to be on? There are only two options. It's good or it's evil. Any waffling, anything in between, we've chosen evil. It's got to be 100% for the Lord. That's what we have to choose. So we look at the enemy, we look at what the enemy is doing, and if nothing else, this should inspire us, spur us on to do what every human being ought to do, and that is stand up for life. Be counted. And if we're martyred for doing it, praise God.